I'm Kevin Gale, voice of the Crusaders, and this is Seder Stories, the official podcast of Holy Cross Athletics. On this episode, we celebrate the first ever Holy Cross female student athlete to compete in the Olympic Games, Naomi Herzig from Crusader Women's Hockey. Naomi is a trailblazer, the first Crusader in history to take part in the Winter Olympics. The opening ceremony in Milan is coming soon, February 6th, and Naomi will be there to represent her native Switzerland in the women's ice hockey tournament. Naomi, congratulations on this honor of a lifetime, and welcome to Seder Stories.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
Absolutely. It's great to talk to you. How did you first learn you'd been called up to the Swiss Olympic hockey roster?
I got a call from my head coach, and he was pretty straightforward and told me that I made the team. I was super excited. I mean, it's a childhood dream come true. And yeah, it's been amazing.
You've already been a captain for Team Switzerland at the U18 level. You've played in the Women's World Championships with the best in the world. But now you're an Olympian. What does that last step, representing your country, really mean to you?
I don't think I can put that into words. I mean, playing at the Olympics is a dream that every athlete has. And just the whole like experience with the Olympic Village, the open ceremony you mentioned, I think that's something everyone dreams of. And making that step and being able to represent my country and on the biggest stage for sports is so amazing. And I'm extremely proud and honored to be able to represent my country at the Olympics.
Certainly one of the most beautiful countries in the world, one of my favorite places to visit anywhere. I don't think most Americans quite know the hockey heritage that Switzerland has. You grew up in the northeast of the country. How did you get first introduced to hockey, and when did you first dream about representing Switzerland?
So I grew up with three brothers, and they all played hockey. So I get or through them I got into hockey, and I loved it the first time I went on the ice. I feel like from the first step I made on the ice, I knew that this is what I love and my passion and everything. And yeah, as soon as I got a little older, knew about like the chances we have to play for the country or even going to college, I think I had that dream really, really early in my career. Probably around when I was 10 years old, when I first knew of the Swiss national team. It has always been a dream to go to Olympics, and definitely always been a goal to make the Olympics team in 2026.
You grew up in a time when women's hockey was very familiar on the international stage, in the Olympics, Women's World Championships, and there was more exposure than ever before. When did you first get an opportunity to see the women's game played at the highest level?
I think the first connection I made with it was Sochi in 2014 when Switzerland won bronze medal, and the whole story of Alina Müller being one of the youngest athletes to be at the Olympics ever. And I feel like that was kind of first memory I have of Swiss women's hockey and the Olympics. And I was like, I definitely want to be there one day and represent my country. So yeah, seeing winning them a medal, like it's amazing, and I definitely want to win a medal too.
I'm so glad you mentioned Alina Müller. You will both be representing Hockey East. Alina, a Northeastern legend. I loved calling her games on Nessun during her career. She's now a pro with the Boston Fleet in the PWHL. She's going to lead your team up front as a scorer. What have you learned from Alina about playing this game at the highest level?
Yeah, I mean, she's an incredible player, and I feel like I can learn every day. I have the chance to play with her. I can learn something. She, just the way she sees the game is incredible, and I feel like I just try to learn as much from her in every practice, in every game, trying to suck in every element she gives me. And yeah, also as a leader, I feel like she's a great leader, no doubt in that. And I think I'll also like off the ice learning from her what it was like to play college hockey, for example, or now going to the Olympics. I feel like she has a lot of experience and I can learn from that.
Did seeing her make that long move from Switzerland to Massachusetts, give you some more confidence in the idea of playing hockey in the States and blazing your own trail at Holy Cross?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like she was one of the people I know who made that step to college hockey, and probably also a person who like gave me that dream to play college hockey. And seeing her doing so good in Hockey East and hearing how much she loved it definitely made me want to go to college to play for a college team.
When it comes to women's international hockey historically, it's the US and Canada trading gold and silver back and forth at the top. But there's a lot of competition now to be that next team up. So Switzerland enters the Olympics, ranked number 5 in the world, right there to potentially compete for a medal. What are the expectations for you and your squad heading to Milan?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely want to win a medal, that's for sure. I feel like we have a good competition with the Czechs, with Finland, but also playing against the US and Canada will be amazing. And we just try to play our best hockey and go home with a medal.
Let's take a short break. When we get back, Holy Cross women's hockey head coach Katie LaChapelle will join the conversation with Olympian Naomi Herzig right here on Seder Stories.
Leadership and excellence, in competition, in the classroom, in the community. For decades, Crusader Athletics has focused on our topmost commitment, elevating every student athlete, to reach for more, to grow more, to achieve more. Help us to continue to strengthen minds, build character, and celebrate together as one Crusader nation. Because when we commit together, we win together. Join us, Crusaders Together.
The College of the Holy Cross Power of Purple Giving Day is coming up on February 6th and 7th during Winter Homecoming Weekend. Celebrate what makes Holy Cross so special: our pride, our purpose, and our passion. Visit goholycross.com/givingday26 for more info. I'm Kevin Gale, voice of the Crusaders, and this is Seder Stories, the official podcast of Holy Cross Athletics. I'm thrilled to be joined by the first ever Holy Cross student athlete to compete in the Winter Olympics, Naomi Herzig from Crusader Women's Hockey. Boy, that's got a great ring to it. First ever Winter Olympian from Holy Cross. She's in the middle of a very special Crusader season in Hockey East. The Crusaders just won their seventh conference game this season. That's a new school record in just their eighth season as a Hockey East member. Seven of those seasons now, boy, where did the time go? Have been coached by Katie LaChapelle, and she joins us now. Coach, great to see you. Welcome back to Seder Stories.
Thank you so much. Great to see you too. And that's quite the nice intro.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's been a great run building up your program. What an incredible month. How did you and your team react when you first found out you now have the first Crusader Women's Olympian ever on your roster?
Yeah, I think obviously for Naomi it was surreal, but same. I think same thing for us. Like, she came in here to tell us. I think she was trying to play it cool a little bit, but I could see the smile coming through. I think if I recall, I got a little teary-eyed, when she told us the news, and same with our staff. And just a such a special person. The honor of being an Olympian and representing your country, which she's been able to do, for the national team before, but to do this as an Olympian is something that I hope when she's over there, she gets every opportunity to soak in everything and what those Olympic games are really about. And obviously, we want to come home with a medal, but really, really embrace what those Olympic games are about. And the opening ceremonies, and having known a few kids that had played in Olympics, they say that's really that moment where they're like, "Holy smokes, I'm an Olympian! Look at all these people I'm around." And being able to run into some other pretty cool athletes that maybe you see on TV too, but they're all going to be looking at her the same way. Holy smokes, here's this other Olympian here, 18-year-old, kid. Well, not a kid, but to me a kid. But it's just amazing, and I know the team is so excited for her and embraced her, and really just the entire whole lacrosse community. I've had so many people make comments to me about her being, there, and how proud they are that someone from Holy Cross, and first female Olympian as well from Holy Cross. So we couldn't be more proud.
You've coached Team USA at the U18 international level, so you've seen the talent that it takes to make this kind of roster. What makes Naimi so deserving of this Olympic call-up for Switzerland?
Yeah, I think from if you look at like the hockey part of it, like the vision and the hockey IQ that she plays with is off the charts. But then you start digging deeper to all those other things, her work ethic, how much she just I think loves the game and enjoys playing, and has fun and has that perfect balance of I'm going to push myself and push myself and do all these extra things. But I'm also going to make sure that I'm having fun doing it and enjoying it, and it she really shines through how much she just loves hockey. We have to tell her to get off the ice sometimes because she's out there too much. But certainly, those are probably the biggest things is just like all the things you always see those icebergs, and then you see all the stuff that people don't see underneath, and there's hundreds of things that people don't see that she's doing day in and day out just to make sure she can be the best athlete, but also best person that she can be, and we couldn't be happier to have her with our squad.
Naomi, that's high praise. You moved across the world to be part of this Holy Cross program. What have you enjoyed most about your time in Coach LaChapelle's program so far?
I think the people that I can work with every day, they're great, and I feel like everyone's working towards the same goal, which makes it even more fun, and just being able to like help a program grow. I feel like every person that works here really wants this program to be the best it can be, and seeing that and being able to contribute to that is amazing. So I feel like that has been a lot of fun so far.
Currently, you're one of two European players on the roster for the Crusaders, with three more Europeans set to join the Crusaders next year. So we've got a nice bridge back and forth to Worcester. What makes Holy Cross, in your mind, such a great destination for an international player looking for the student athlete experience?
My mom would probably say because it's like the closest to home, near to Boston, so I'm home really quick. But yeah, I feel like the organization is really welcoming to international students, and that makes it like really great to be here. And yeah, also the players, so the coaching staff, really, yeah, is happy that Europeans are coming, and it's been great so far.
Quick pitch for that Swissair flight, Boston to Zurich, direct. Coach, you said you haven't been to Switzerland yet. How you're recruiting all these Europeans? How are you not getting over there on a free trip to take a look around?
I know that might have to be something this summer. And well, usually Janine goes over so she can go back home to Austria and visit
Ah,
and
yes.
visit with her family a little bit more. But I might have to take her up on one of those trips when she's over there too, so she can show me around. Because I know Switzerland's beautiful. I also have been told Austria is beautiful as well. So trying to hit both of those up would be fantastic. But I think Janine loves having them here too, because she gets a little bit gets her first language back a little bit and gets to
Yes.
deal with these guys. I think it's been good for her too.
A little more German in the building than before.
Yes.
We've seen Naomi rack up the second most assists by a Crusader since the program joined the ultra competitive Hockey East Conference. How does she make her teammates better?
I mean, I think that's a big part of it is the plays that she's able to make with that vision she has. She's so unselfish with the puck, which is a great quality, and it's at the right time, but also knows when she needs to keep the puck, and use her speed and get around people. But that's also, I think, something that she's got very deceptive speed. And so I think it's been pushing the pace for us during games, also during practices. And I think when you add people to your program. And I've been fortunate enough to see it before when I was coaching at, at the school up the Turnpike, with BU, and seeing what happened when players of that caliber, like Marie-Philippe Poulin, got there, how much they make, even as freshmen, how much they push each other and bring out the best in others as well. And I think we've got a great group here that's also challenging Naomi on the on this in the same breath, that like there's a good give and take. So she's being challenged every day in practice as well. And I think that's just a testament to how far our program's come over the last few years. And but I think just overall, every piece of it, how she is as a teammate, all the things she does to prepare, how she takes care of herself, it fits right in with what we've been growing to in this program and what we feel like we really have now.
Naomi, how would you say these tough games, weekend in, weekend out in Hockey East, have best added to your skill set as a player heading into the Olympics?
I feel like the level overall is so good, and the physicality, the speed. I think every aspect of the game. Also that the ice is smaller. I need to make decisions quicker, use my speed better. I feel like all those aspects, are really important going to the biggest stage. And being able to practice like that, to play like that, will definitely help a lot.
Let's take one last break. Coming up, plenty more with Katie LaChapelle and Naomi Herzig right here on Seder Stories.
Leadership and excellence in competition, in the classroom, in the community. For decades, Crusader Athletics has focused on our topmost commitment, elevating every student athlete to reach for more, to grow more, to achieve more. Help us to continue to strengthen minds, build character, and celebrate together as one Crusader nation. Because when we commit together, we win together. Join us, Crusaders Together.
The Holy Cross annual National Girls and Women in Sports Day celebration is set for February 14th. Come join the Crusaders for a pregame skills fest with a variety of women's sports programs from Holy Cross Athletics. Visit goholycross.com/NGWSD for more info. I'm Kevin Gale, voice of the Crusaders, welcoming you back to Seder Stories, the official podcast of Holy Cross Athletics. I'm thrilled to be joined again by the first ever Holy Cross Women's Olympian, Naomi Herzig from Crusader Women's Hockey, and her head coach, Katie LaChapelle. Naomi, we just mentioned National Girls and Women in Sports Day coming up February 14th. How important do you think that initiative is to motivate the next generation of Olympic hopefuls?
Yeah, I think that's so important. Taking care of the next generation and inspiring a lot of young girls to play hockey. Women's sports in general is growing so much, and the opportunities we will have in the future are amazing, or we have right now are amazing. And I feel like, yeah, putting work into the next generation, inspiring them and showing them what's possible in women's hockey is amazing.
When you talk with young players, either back home in Switzerland or here in the States, who dream about playing hockey at the D1 level or now for you at the Olympic level, what's some of the advice that you give about helping reach those dreams and becoming the well-rounded player you need to be?
I think it's always, or I always talk about the balance between having fun, what you're doing. I feel like, yeah, having fun, never losing that spark, is so important, not just for young kids, also for older kids are that are already on that level. And as I said, the balance between that and putting in the work, putting the extra hours. Yeah, I feel like if you get the mix between or loving the extra hours, I feel like you can reach everything.
Coach, when you first took over here at Holy Cross, the Crusaders were coming off a one-win season, brand new members of Hockey East, very new, jumping up to the D1 level. Now you're sitting next to an Olympian who's on your roster. When you set goals originally about the program you wanted to build, did you think far enough into the future about bringing in talent and developing talent at this kind of level?
I mean, I think that's something you always believe can happen. And so I guess the short answer is yes, but never knowing how long it'll take to get there is, I think, always the tough part. Throw in COVID, throw in, fifth years that we don't have grad school, like just a lot of little hurdles that pop up along the way that you just gotta challenge, head on and keep plugging away and keep trying to move the needle forward. And really proud of our past, but really proud of, all the women that have helped us get to this point. And I hope they are proud of us. And I get texts all the time about how well we're doing this year. And it feels like we're finally turned that corner of, really being able to be a challenge in Hockey East and move up the ladder. And that's the goal, and that's going to be the continued goal. Doing well now, but we've got to continue that the rest of the season, and then we got to stay there. So I think that's, the things that we've always talked about, and it just was a matter of time, and now we feel really good about where we are. And I think probably the biggest thing over the last, 7 or 8 years is just the continued pushing the needle in the culture and all the little things that it takes to be at this level, and to play at this level. And so, it's amazing. And I think just continuing to bring in, players like Anna and Naomi, who've playing on their national teams, playing in the Olympics, that just continues to push us forward.
Coach, if there's any drawback to this wonderful honor, it's the fact that Naomi has to leave following your Providence game on January 24th, and you are scrapping and clawing in the top four of the league. How will your team be following her progress when you've got so much to do on campus between your studies and a race for the Hockey East title?
No, I mean, they're so excited to watch. We've already got the schedule and figured out the times that we can watch, and trying to reserve some rooms on campus or up here to just get everybody together. And I know her teammates are so excited to watch her as well. I know everybody in this department is excited to watch her. We share an office floor with football, and they can't stop, the coach can't stop talking about how awesome it is. So, we're pretty excited to follow the progress. Luckily the games aren't at 2 in the morning. They're at somewhat decent times that we'll be able to watch them. And I think I've heard a couple of the girls already talk about their class schedules, that they don't have classes on certain days, and they know they're going to be able to watch. So, I think it's still a little surreal right now, but once she leaves us on the 24th, now it's like, okay, like we are watching like hawks, like all these games, and following along and really just getting to be fans, which is going to be a really cool thing. But the nice thing about this kid is she asked if she could play the Providence weekend and didn't have to leave before that, so
Nice.
I think that shows how much she cares about her teammates and what we've done here. And we'll take care of business when she's gone. So hopefully when she gets back, we're ready for a bit of a playoff run, and she'll be able to jump right back in.
Naomi, it's going to be pretty cool. You're going to have a lot of US and Canadian teammates pulling for the Swiss in this tournament, watching in Worcester. Have you given yourself the chance to daydream yet about your first game suiting up in the Olympics with that Swiss cross on your jersey against Czechia? That's coming up on February 6th. Have you let your mind wander to what that might be like?
Yeah, definitely. I have thought a lot about it, and I'm a big daydreamer. So, but I always try to like come back to this moment, because there's still 3 games coming up, which I want to perform at my best and help the team win. So I really try to focus on my time with Holy Cross now, and then as soon as I leave, I can get my full focus on the national team.
Naomi Herzig, congratulations again on an unbelievable accomplishment. You are alone, the only Holy Cross female Olympian ever. We'll all be rooting for you. Best of luck in Milan.
Thank you so much.
And coach, Always good to see you. You got big skates to fill while she's over there, but hopefully you
Exactly.
guys will handle business. And when she's back, you'll be in the title chase. Thanks so much for joining us on Seder Stories again.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
And my thanks to everybody for tuning in. We'll be back soon with another episode of Seder Stories. Until then, we ask that you tell your fellow crusaders about Seder Stories, available anytime on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. And if you love hearing stories like these from crusaders, please leave us a 5-star rating and review. Thanks again for tuning in to Seder Stories. I'm Kevin Gale. Go Cross, go.